Terrapin Sports Radio Network. Now, here's Johnny Holliday, Chris Nocke, and Walt Wilkins.
Jeff Ballister going to join us for a couple of minutes. Jeff played at Mount St. Mary's for the legendary Jim Phelan. He's got a book. And how'd you come up with the title, Now Doesn't Play Zone Defense, Jeff?
John, it's a great question. Actually, one night in bed 4 years ago, I was hit with the title, not thinking about writing a book, but just a thought hit me. I took my marketing and sales background and said, I think there's something there. I talked with my former coach at Mount St. Mary's and basketball coaching legend, Jim Phelan. I said, Coach, what do you think about this? And he said, Jeff, I think if you put it together properly, I think it can help a lot of people. So I spent the last 4 years putting this book together, and what it's really meant is to help us all win the most important championship of all, which is eternal life with God. And the same work ethic that these athletes put in at Maryland on their physical side is what we have to put in our spiritual side to be great people. And that's really what the book's all about.
You mentioned great people. You played for a Hall of Fame coach up at Mount St. Mary's, Jim Phelan. Was he instrumental in kind of forming your foundation, so to speak, not only athletically but also spiritually?
Yeah, Coach Phelan, obviously top 10 winningest coach of all time, but the most powerful thing is a better person than a coach.
Yeah.
And that is that was a big part of me selecting going to play for the Mount, and had a wonderful 4 years there thanks to Coach Phelan and the Mount St. Mary's community.
When you look at some of the reviews of people on the back of your book, Mike Bray has a comment, Milan Brown has a comment, not only Coach Faison, Cliff Warren has a comment about this. They all read it, they all love it.
That, I think it's a testament that, you know, a lot of the underlying theme of what makes a lot of great athletes and coaches is that they have a relationship with a higher power that they can turn to in good times and in bad times. And I think it's a great testament to how athletics and spirituality can go hand in hand and make the world a better place.
How long did it take you to write the book?
4 years from beginning to end. So it was a long journey, but every day and getting closer to heaven is a journey. So it's a blessing that I have the opportunity to talk with you today and share the message and appreciate the time.
I read it from cover to cover, and I called you, and I think my conversation was, boy, it hits home. It kind of opens your eyes to a lot of different situations.
It does. It's a lot about awareness and, you know, thinking about the things that come into our home through TV, internet, cell phones. Sometimes just being aware that some of that might not be the greatest things for us as people really kind of opens our eyes and brings us together as family and people, again, to just make the world a more cohesive and better place, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. How's the book doing?
The book is doing great. We're working very closely with Fellowship of Christian Athletes to get it out to a lot of high school coaches to give to them. I'm going to have a booth down at the National Association of Basketball Coaches at the Final Four. And then just through meeting wonderful people like you, Johnny, the word is really getting out. And everybody can find it at GodDoesn'tPlayZoneDefense.com. So just spread the word, and again, appreciate the time having me on here today.
Anytime, Jeff, and the best of luck to you and the book as well.
Thanks so much. God bless.
Jeff Ballister played at Mount St. Mary's. God Doesn't Play Zone Defense is his book. As we look at the upcoming sports calendar brought to you by BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport, tomorrow night it's women's basketball against North Carolina State. Log on to umterps.com. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers.